Welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is podcast number 142.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, whoa. And today's topic is Super Smash Bros. For the Nintendo Wii U, which came out, like, yesterday.
Yesterday.
And all of us already have it. we don't really have, like, a set order here. We're just gonna pretty much... I mean, there's a lot of stuff in Smash U that's pretty similar to Smash 3DS, but it's got its own differences, too. So we're just gonna just, you know, have a free roundtable discussion about it. Just what we like, any little, points, just anything that we've noticed in the game that we like or dislike, or changes and differences from between that and the 3DS. So any of you guys can start and just share something.
Yes. So who is joining us today?
Oh, that's right. How rude of me to not mention. All right, today we got myself, Spider Star U.
Myself, Toadette. That's my name, actually.
Mm-hmm. SC.
Hello.
And Dark Boo.
Hi.
All right, now let's get to discussion. All right, so just share anything that you want about the game so far. Your experiences, likes, dislikes, whatever.
Should Boo start? Boo, you want to start us off?
This game! Oh my God!
Yeah, this game.
This game.
I lost! Are you serious? I can't with this game.
Boo! Who did you lose to?
Dr. Mario.
Ooh.
Are you unlocking him, or did you just fight against him?
I'm about to unlock him.
Yeah, I lost a Duck Hunt dog. I lost a Duck Hunt dog. Cause one of his requirements to unlocking him is to just, like, get one kill in Cruel Smash. And, I was just using a character with a counter. And I'm not actually good at that character, so I lost cause I didn't know how to play as that character.
Oh. I had to unlock everyone in the order where it's like, you know, you just do versus matches and you kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself. That's how I unlocked every character. Except for Lucina. Lucina, we did classic mode for that.
Well, I was just going to ask everyone, like, where are you at? Like, what have you unlocked? How much have you played?
I've unlocked every stage and every character.
I haven't unlocked everything yet,
Yeah.
I'm mostly kind of fooling around. I'm really interested in trophies. I'm trying to see, I already got the Toadette trophy, yes. But I'm trying to see if there's an Aaron Ryan trophy, because I really want one. I really hope there is, because there wasn't one in the 3DS version.
The 3DS version.
So, I've been playing classic mode a lot, but I'm kind of stuck to playing the lower levels because I don't have any money. But when I did actually have a lot of money, I don't know how I did it, but I just out of sheer luck, I managed to do a no-death run of 8.0 mode.
No deaths. That means no losing of any lives, which I have not been able to do yet, so.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to ever do it again. I think I just got lucky.
That was severe luck then, because 8.0 is hard.
I think it's mostly because I had the edge on Master Core, because I remembered all of his, like, little attacks from the 3DS, because, spoiler alert, nothing's really changed about Master Core other than it getting the new form. But that's pretty much it.
I've only done Master Core up to the Beast form so far, so I've only done, like, what, 6.0? That's the hardest I think I've done so far. and I've been playing.
Yeah, I'm doing classic mode now, but I'm only at 5.0 because I don't have any money.
What do you mean money though? Like
gold. I don't have any gold.
Oh.
I do have gold, but I don't have enough to go to like any the higher levels. I'm just basically farming classic mode to get money. So I can play Trophy Rush over and over again, because I really want to find a freaking Aaron Ryan trophy, even if one possibly may not exist.
What happens if one does exist?
I'll get excited, and then I'll take pictures of it, and I'll play around with it in the little picture mode.
I haven't tried the picture mode yet. Is it, like, does it have any new features?
Yeah, you can actually, like, rotate and resize, trophies, and, like, kind of, like, change their position. The bummer part is you can still only have, four at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's probably the only bad mode about it. But it's really fun so far, and you even get the option to, take a picture of it. Not just take a picture. You can draw on that picture once you've taken it, and then you can draw like little faces on your characters and whatnot.
Like Toadette's icon. Maybe you should explain your icon, Toadette, currently on
the
stage.
Oh yeah, I took a picture of Toadette riding the Falcon Flyer with a shield and a beam sword. And I drew her smoking a cigar and with little shades on.
That's Toadette's current icon on Skype. So I wish you could see it. Oh,
you can also see it on my Miiverse in my Tumblr.
Oh yeah, go there and go look at it. What character? Okay, so I think we should also talk about this. What character is everyone experimenting with so far? For me personally, I've been using a lot more than what I thought I was going to. A lot of Wii Fit Trainer.
Ugh.
You know which Wii Fit Trainer I like. You know, the male one with the yellow outfit. I love yellow. So, I've been using Wii Fit Trainer like crazy. And Boo's been using Wii Fit Trainer too, right, Boo?
I use all of them, man. Let's just say, my God. Let me pray.
No, Boo is... That was the first match we did, Boo. Okay, so me and Boo... Okay, so I guess we should get into this a little bit. I'm sorry. A little story time, sorry. So me and Boo... Boo, I was the first person to play with Boo on Wi-Fi, so I feel accomplished. So me and Boo did team mode. Boo was Wii Fit Trainer, and ironically, I was Wii Fit Trainer too. He was the female one, I think in the green. I don't remember. But we were both Wii Fit Trainer against... Boo, you remember who we were against the first match? Oh my god, I forgot. Okay, we were against like Lucario and someone else, I think. I forgot, but regardless, we were in a match, and I was on Skype with Boo, and I was like, oh my god, Boo, hey, we won, and Boo's like, you didn't, I didn't win, you won, and I'm like, Boo, we won, because it was teams, they're like, no, you won, because you beat them, because he ended up losing all his lives, and it was just me versus them, and they were hard computers, too, like, the freaking AI in this game is hard as hell, like, level 9.
Oh, you guys were never mind. You guys are playing online and you set up against computers.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Do you guys know if there's like any other modes you can play online?
Other than the standard fight. Not that I've tried. I think you could do coins and coins and time online. I don't know if you could do special brawls online.
The bad part about oh my god, I just killed a Jesus me. Sorry! Yeah, the bad part, all my friends who play Smash Brothers are online. I have a few friends who play on the 3DS, but I can't obviously... I just wanted to play, like, classic mode, all-star mode of people online, but I can't.
That would have been cool to do that online.
Yeah.
So I see you've been silent. Any stories from you?
Oh, I mean, so the only thing I've done so far is just play the main Smash mode, and that includes online. So, all I've been doing is just playing with family and then playing online so far. So, nothing by myself. Actually, I played Classic Mode once, which I enjoy a lot more than, I think, Classic Mode on the 3DS. Yeah, last night I played with Dark Blue and Staryu. And it was okay for the most part. I still don't have my GameCube adapter, so I have to play with the gamepad, which isn't that bad, but... Yeah, I'm trying to think if anything happened last night besides me getting whooped left and right.
Oh, also we were also playing with my brother. He was in the yes. He was in on Wi-Fi too. What happened? There was so much stuff that happened last night. We were just I remember I was laughing like crazy. There was just some things that were happening.
Oh,
when Boo would go silent on Skype, I'm like, "Oh, Boo, are you mad?" And he would just wouldn't say anything for like 10 seconds. He'd be like, "I'm like, Boo, are you there?" And he just wouldn't reply, like, "Oh my god, Boo, are you mad?"
Okay, I remember something now. You were Jigglypuff, I was Captain Falcon.
Oh my god, yes, explain this, SZ, explain it.
And it was Dark Boo, right? Or was it your brother?
It was my brother.
It was your, okay, what was, you think he was your suit Samus?
No, he was, Falco, I think. No, yeah, Falco or Toon Link, something like that.
Well, okay, sure, let's just go with Falco then. And you would hold him so that I could do the Falcon Punch, and yes. I kept doing it in the wrong direction.
Every time I kept trying to do it with SC, he would do it in the wrong direction, or it'd be like too late. I'm like, SC, do it already! And finally, we were able to do it, and then he Falcon Punched my brother off the stage, and we won. But I was like, oh my god, like every time the wrong direction, I'm like, SC, wrong way!
And you were holding it there for a while that last time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and then
it was fun though.
What else? I didn't like the. This is kind of random, but the what is it called? The new Star Fox stage. That was.
Oh yeah, I hate that stage. It's so easy to fall.
Orbital Galactic Assault, something like that.
Yeah, just
it's so easy to fall on that stage.
The platforms, they're just not as clear, and they just change so often that.
Yeah, they change randomly too.
That's one complaint I have with this game so far. Even with the enhanced graphics and all, in like 8-player modes and all, it's very hard to see myself. Like I can barely tell who's me.
I guess that depends on like TV size too. Because if you're playing on the gamepad, I would probably say the same thing.
Well, I don't know. I have like a 40-inch flat screen TV. And I still can't see myself.
Oh well, my TV's like 20-something inches, and it's hard to see myself. But it's just a matter of fact that I just like what I do is I pause it for a second, and I just you know if I start losing myself.
The only way I can tell it's me is because I have, like, the little name tick on me. Like, I have, like, the little Toadette name on me.
Toadette? That's what SC had on him. SC had Michael on top of his name the whole time. I'm like, why is it Michael and not, like, you know, like, player two or player something like that? It wouldn't do that. It was just his name. Well, I don't know how you said it like that.
It's just like in Brawl where you type in your little name at the bottom when you're picking your character.
Oh, that's what you did.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And the reason I had that is because I went and customized my controls for the gamepad to the way I like it.
Yeah,
because
I hate where they put the grab button.
Yep. Yeah, I changed it back to the 3DS way, so because that's just what I got used to.
Maybe we should talk quickly about what controllers we're using. I've been using GameCube controllers. Because oh my god. Okay, wait, no, everyone go first, and I want to say something about this. So everyone say what controllers you've been using.
I've been using gamepad.
Dark Boo, because I haven't heard from him.
Freaking Duck Hunt Dog.
Boo, are you there?
Gamepad.
Do you like gamepad, Boo?
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
The controls are funky.
You said you would have no problem, Boo. I told you should have got the adapter.
They didn't have that GameStop.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yep.
That is the whole damn thing. Okay, let's get into this. All right, let's get into this. Let's get into this. Let's work. Let's do everything we need to do to get into this. Okay, so I was at GameStop, you know, my little silly self, like, ooh, walking all stupid. I go in there, you know, you tell them the phone number, you'd be like, oh, they'd be like, oh, you pre-ordered, and like, yeah, I got this, that. I went with my brother, of course, because, we got Smash Bros. Together, we paid for it together, but, I got Pokemon Alpha Sapphire, and he got Pokemon Omega Ruby, and I also got an Amiibo, which we'll talk about that later, but... That's not the point. So for the GameCube controllers and adapter, it showed that we ordered that, but at GameStop, it wasn't there. The guy didn't get any shipments yet. I'm like, are you kidding me? And there was no shipments or anything there. So I'm like, oh, okay. So then what ended up happening is I called the other GameStop. And this is funny about this other stupid GameStop. I called them like, oh, yes, hi, I would like some information. They're like, oh, sure, sir, good morning. What do you want? I'm like, oh, I want some information. They're like, okay, certainly. So I asked them, do you have any GameCube controllers and then the GameCube adapter at your GameStop? And the guy stood silent for 1 minute, didn't respond. I'm like, hello. I was like, what the hell? Is he, like, going to look or something? He just stood there silent. I'm like, okay, forget this. I freaking hung up. Because, are you kidding me? I stood there for 1 minute. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to stand there on the line for 1 minute. I shouldn't have... That was kind of stupid for me to stand there, period, on the phone for 1 minute. But I was like, where did he go? I'm like, hello? Because I didn't want to call back and be like, oh, the same person. It was showing that we were connected. So I'm like, hello? Hello? Hello, is anyone there? I look so stupid, but I was like, it was ridiculous. And then I ended up calling another GameStop, and they're like, oh, sorry, we're all out of GameCube controllers and adapters. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? So what ended up happening is we went home, my dad was like, oh, what happened? And then we showed him we got this stuff, and he's like, oh, they didn't have this stuff there? So I told him, later he offered, which was really cool, he offered like to go and get the controllers and stuff later if they have them, because the guy at the GameStop, the first one I went to, who said that there was none, he didn't get the shipment yet, he said the shipment might come later today. And so then he got the shipment and everything, whatever the case is. My dad went out to go get it because it was cold outside. It was freaking freezing. Are you kidding me? Oh my god, it was freaking like 30 degrees or something. I had to wear a freaking hoodie, a coat. It was freaking, I had to wear gloves. It was cold as hell. So we ended up getting the controllers and stuff, and it was great. Yes. But it took a while. It took like till like 2 or 3 o'clock. So
okay, so I have a similar story, because I also had I went to GameStop, and I also had like this weird waiting period. I'm gonna start from the beginning though. So on Thursday night, I was not at home, and it was already night, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to stop by Walmart and see if they have the GameCube adapter that I could try to buy early, a few hours early before midnight. Walmart didn't have it, so I went to the GameStop that was nearby, and I get in there, and I ask the guy if they have any, and he's like, oh, I'm not sure, let me check or whatever, because they weren't sure about the shipments. And there were a lot of people at the front. There were like 4 people, and they were having a conversation. So while he's typing, he's also talking. And then he keeps getting distracted, and I'm just standing, just kind of waiting for him to check. And he just never checks. He just kind of stopped. So I'm like, maybe I missed it. Maybe he did say like, oh, I don't think we have any or something, but. Like, he went to go check on his computer, so I don't know what was going on. So eventually I just said, okay, thanks anyway, and I just left. Because he just kind of just kept talking.
Hey, don't you hate when they do that? That's awkward as hell.
I'm just standing there, because they have DS games right below the counter. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to stare at these for a while. And then I haven't gone back yet. To anywhere. I'll probably stop by Walmart or Target or something and try to find one. Because I really want to play GameCube. Oh, GameStop.
Yeah, I ordered my game through the that little like online ordering process. And I have to say, it's really cool. I got my thing, like, no problem. Like, all I had to do was just buy it, and then they emailed me a download code, and download took like 2 hours, but I'd expect that since this is such a huge game. But yeah, I got my game, no problem, and I had it already downloaded like 2 days before it came out.
Oh, you got the digital version.
Yeah, the digital version.
Yeah, me too. I love being able to download it early, because as soon as the update came, it just went bloop, and it was ready to go. So awesome.
I got physical.
Physical.
So, physical, yes.
We just love the game so much.
Yeah, they're playing it in the background now. My brother's playing it, but they're playing it while doing the podcast, because they are Smash obsessed. I'm trying to think of something to say about the game, because there's so much in this game, but, like, since it's, like, the first day, we didn't try everything in the world, right. So... I tried coins. Did anyone try coins?
I tried coins. I actually built in Stage Builder, I built, like, a Death Trap stage. That was basically a circle with a small, like, pit hall. Like, it was like a pit. It was like a circle-shaped stage, and there's a small hole where you fall in, and, like, the inside's entirely lava, and there's a cannon that if you go back inside, like, you just can't get out of the circle. And I ended up getting like 660 coins from it.
I don't know, it was a mission, I guess, but Master Hand.
Oh my god. I did coins. I actually didn't do the missions and stuff. Actually I did
the Master. Oh, did you guys try Master and Crazy Orders yet?
I apparently completed some of them without even knowing.
I tried some master orders. I could not beat a single crazy orders yet, though. I haven't beaten a single crazy orders yet. Master orders is kind of fun, actually. I like how it just gives you like the big like thumbs up whenever you like win. He's just like, yeah.
Thumbs up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why do we keep interrupting Boo? I'm so sorry, Boo. You can please say it again.
I failed like 1,000 times.
Oh.
Die, fool!
Oh my god. Boo gets violent when he plays this game. I remember me and Boo... Oh my god, another story. Me and Boo were doing T-Mode, and we're doing the gamer stage, the WarioWare stage. Boo kept freaking getting hit by Mama's beam of light.
Oh god, yeah, the music on that stage is creepy as hell.
The only music that's not is the Ashley song. I love that song, but the rest, it's like freaking rambunctious because Boo kept getting hit by it.
I did. I got out 2 times. I got knocked out 2 times because
it like paralyzes you, right?
Yeah. Then since you're flying.
Oh, I only got hit by the mama rays once, but I was at like a low percent, so it didn't do much to me. We're just gonna call it that now. We're just gonna call it mama rays.
Mama Rays.
The Mama Laser.
Mama Laser. Oh my god, did you... one more thing. I guess we should just mention this here, because we're going to have a question about this later, too, for the people watching. But we could just mention it here. Did anyone get Amiibos?
No.
Nope.
I would, but they don't have any of characters. They don't have any of the characters I play as yet.
I ended up getting an amiibo. This is surprising because I was the only one. I got a Kirby amiibo and it's so cute. It's little Kirby. Oh my god. I was actually gonna get a Peach one, but they didn't have any Peach there. Or if they did, then I didn't see any because the only thing I remember is I saw one and someone took it. I'm like, aw, that's unfortunate. Then they had a Pikachu one. They had one Fox there. They had tons of Marios, of course. I don't think they had any length.
Nobody ever gets to Mario.
Yeah, because I'm like...
Everyone I know has gotten, like, the Link or the Marf. Samus.
I wanted to get Marf, but they didn't have any Marf there. And they had... I think if they had a Samus one, I was like, oh, but then I saw Kirby. I'm like, Kirby needs me. Because I just saw Kirby staring at me through the amiibo box. I'm like, Kirby's looking at me. Because, like, you know when you see, like, the amiibo box? That's funny, but it's true. Like, you just see the box. And this one was facing forward. The other ones weren't facing forward like this. But Kirby's was facing forward. Kirby was looking at me like, I need to get Kirby. So I'm like, the guy's like, it was... Right? It was destiny. So I needed to get Kirby. So... I'm like, I want that Kirby one right there. And I didn't say, oh, just give me a Kirby one. I was like, I want that Kirby one right there. And ever since then, me and Kirby are inseparable. My Kirby's currently at level 34. get into it. So I'm training Kirby to be hardcore.
I saw some of the amiibos in a Best Buy recently, and I would not get Link. It doesn't look very good. Mario looks good. Kirby looks perfect because it's so simple.
Perfect.
Well, it's a pink circle, basically. But who else didn't look good? I think I saw Peach, which I think
I'll I heard. Oh, I heard the Marf ones have derpy faces.
Yeah, but I don't see myself buying these. I need to see what they do in other games because Mario Kart costumes, that's cool, but not enough. And I like having figurines,
Like I said, I'm waiting until they make the Olimar one.
Oh, yes. Someone asked me about the Mario Kart 8 one. I forgot who asked me that. Someone said, oh, did you try the Mario Kart 8 yet? I'm like, no. I forgot who asked that. Today, did you ask that?
No.
Oh, then... Oh, my God. Whoever asked that, I'm sorry I forgot your name. It wasn't Soul. It wasn't, Oh, my God. I think it was HD. I think it was Yoshi. No, it was VIP. VIP, A, if you're watching. Listen, I'm watching. Wow, listening. I think it was VIP. He's like, did you try to Mario Kart 8? I'm like, no. Are you kidding me? I don't want to play Mario Kart 8 right now. I want to play Smash Brothers. I don't even feel like playing Mario Kart 8 right now. I really don't.
Best thing about getting the digital version is that if I want to play Mario Kart 8, I don't have to change discs.
Exactly. Yeah,
you're lucky. You gotta change discs for me.
Just like yesterday.
That's what I do with I have my 3DS. I have Smash Bros in my cart, and then I have Tomodachi Life and Fire Emblem in my download. So I don't have to switch to play either of those.
I still have to get Fire Emblem. Oh my God.
Yeah, you gotta go and get your Bay Aversa.
Aversa is waiting for me. I need Aversa. Oh, if they made Fire Emblem amiibos, that'd be so cool. I would get all of them.
I don't know how they work unless they made like a... Well, there is that Fire Emblem Shin Megami Tensei game, but like we haven't heard any news about it since like its first trailer.
I know. I need to see more. I'm getting I'm getting Fire Emblem for Christmas. It's Destiny right now. Don't you hate when you're gonna say something and you completely forget what you're gonna say?
Yeah.
Yep.
That happens all the time. I'm like, oh, okay, I know what to say, but then I'm like, So
while you're thinking about what to say, I'm gonna do a little something. I'm gonna list off all the stages, and everyone needs to say yay or nay, or something.
Does it look like I have a favorite?
I haven't played all of them yet.
Oh, I haven't either.
Them.
I could say yay or nay. Let's do it.
Well, then say meh if you haven't played it. I don't know.
Okay. Meh. Okay, yes. Okay, let's make it clear.
Describe
to the
them too, because I don't know stages by name. I just choose them.
All right, let's make sure everyone knows. Okay, yay is good. Nay means don't like it. And meh means haven't tried it.
Yes. Okay. Battlefield.
Meh. Wait, no, I tried it. Oh, nay. Wow. Nay. Sorry, I'm getting confused already.
Big Battlefield.
Yay.
Final Destination.
Yay.
Don't
mind. Mushroom Kingdom U.
Yay.
Yay.
Don't mind.
Mario Galaxy.
Yay.
Don't mind.
Delfino Plaza.
Yay. Yes.
Mario Circuit, the new one.
Yay, yes.
Yay.
Mario Circuit, the old one.
So what's in the middle? I don't mind. Okay, let's say I don't mind.
Luigi's Mansion.
Yay!
Jungle Hijinks.
Yay!
I don't mind.
Skyloft.
Yay! I love that one. That's so cool. Yeah, I love Skyloft.
Bridge of Elden.
Yay! Say it again. Bridge of Elden.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yay!
Temple.
Yay! I love that one!
Pyrosphere.
Yay! Actually, I can't freaking stand Ridley. It's like, yeah. I can't
I don't
stand
like
Ridley.
Ridley
pisses me off. He does the claw thing, he does, and then smacks me off the damn course. Not smack, slash me off the damn course.
I actually haven't played Pyrosphere in any modes other than the, that one event. With Samus, we had to fight Dark Samus and Ridley, and it made me realize how much I suck as Samus. Probably because I've never played as her before. That would probably be a good explanation.
They should have made Dark Samus be an alt, like, Dark Pit and normal zone. There's just saying.
Isn't Dark Samus already an alt?
Well, yeah, but it's not Samus. It's just Dark Samus outfit.
No, I think it's the dark suit. There's a dark suit. I'm pretty sure there's a dark suit.
Well, you mean Metroid Prime 2 Echoes?
Yes.
That might be it. I don't know. I haven't played that game in a while.
Moving
anyway, back
on
to stage.
Norfair.
Yay!
I don't know what that is.
Called the only one. Okay. Port Town wow. Aero Drive?
Nay.
Nay.
Can't send those damn freaking... What are those called? Boo, what are those machines called?
I don't know. Hovercrafts? I don't know.
What are those damn things called?
The hovercrafts?
Those pilot F-Zero things.
Cars?
Those cars. They're not cars. They float.
Hovercrafts?
Yeah. Those things piss me off because when as soon as you get hit by them, you could be at a very low percent and you'll still die. Like, just right off the bat, you'll just die.
I know, because it happened
instant
to me
instant death, you get
times.
Hit by one of them.
So it happened to me 50 times.
If they had Mute City from Melee, then we would have been talking. But I don't like poor Arrow, whatever you just said.
Yes.
Arrow Town.
Woolly World.
Yeah, I love that course.
I love the music in Woolly World.
Me and Boo played on it, and Boo kept getting scared when the stage went up, and like it was like only the stuff in the air. So Boo kept getting scared he was gonna fall.
Gosh, Yoshi's Island from Melee.
Nay.
I haven't played
so strongly about that one.
It's really,
oh wait,
I
no.
Wait, which one is it?
Eh.
I hate that they constantly bring that crap back. I just want it to die.
I don't. I. That's one of the stages where I lose track of who I am. Because, and then I end up falling through the little block thing. I like the music, though.
The Great Cave Offensive.
Meh.
Meh.
Yay. Just because it's fun on a player, but everything else, if you do four player on this, you're crazy.
Yes.
You're crazy.
I agree. Hellbird.
Yay.
Yay.
Orbital Gate Assault. Nay.
Yay.
I
don't mind.
Lilac Cruise.
Nay.
Nay.
Kalos Nay. Pokemon League.
Yay.
Yay. Definitely. I love that one. On it.
Own
what?
It?
Own it. I don't know.
What?
I
own
it?
What's own it? What's own it?
I said on it.
The Earthbound stage.
It's called Own It?
I don't know how to pronounce it. I always pronounce
sworn
it as Own It.
Oh my god, if it's that, that's how it's pronounced, all my friends have always called it One-It. Because of it's just one, then it's like two sun.
It's not
and
One-It. I know that for sure. Oh
well,
my god.
Well, if you played Earthbound, you would know that there's like...
Oh yeah,
like
and there's Foreside.
Foreside, two sun. That's why it's pronounced by the number. One. Maybe it's... I don't know. I'll ask an Earthbound person, because they would know.
Timmy!
I don't pronounce that stuff in the game.
I was about to call you Timmy. Whoa. Please. Yay for this, because I really love this stage so much. It brings back so many memories. Even though it was in Brawl, but still. Me and Timmy love this course. Actually, I think Timmy hates this. Okay, sorry, Timmy. Never mind. Just move on to the next stage.
Anyway.
Yay.
Colosseum.
Yay.
Yay.
Castle Siege.
Yay.
Yay.
Palutena's Temple.
No, nay.
No, hell
nay.
No.
There's so
hell,
much going
hell,
on.
Hell, goddamn no. Why is there
Sky
too
World.
Much work in
yay,
there?
I love that course.
Gamer. Yay.
Yay.
Okay. I don't mind it.
Do y'all even hear me?
Garden of Hope.
Yay.
Yay. Boo, where'd you go?
Oh, I was responding, but act like no one heard me.
Okay, he's really gone. Okay. Town and City.
Yay.
Yay.
Love the city.
Wii Fit Studio.
Yay.
Boxing Ring.
Nay.
Yay.
Okay, here we go. Gar Plane.
Which one is that?
Eggs the Xenoblade one. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Oh, okay.
I don't. It has like so little room for such a big stage.
I hate how there's nothing in the middle, but it's okay stage. It's interesting. It's unique. So I'll say yes.
I haven't tried the new one. I haven't tried the new one yet with like the metal face function.
Neither have I. So
I think
I like it. Sorry.
I'd rather have I don't like the little platforms on the bottom. I would rather just have the main platform with the hole in the middle. I think that's interesting enough. But yeah. 75 meters.
Nay!
Nay.
I can't even remove the back part of the court. Course, wow. The stage where it's like, it's no longer long, like at the far right of the course. It's like really shortened. So you get hit by the damn spring so much more.
I never liked 75 meters.
Definitely saying nay to this one. I hate it that they bring this back.
Yeah, me too. Wrecking Crew.
Yay.
Although, I don't understand that one. Is it... does destroying the bombs, that doesn't hurt anybody?
That hurts people.
Okay, it does hurt.
I got, like, the first time I played it, I got stuck under the, thing.
Oh my god, Toadette, you just reminded me of something. Toadette, what's the, Pikmin course called? The Pikmin
In this game?
Yes.
Garden of Hope.
Garden of Hope? Okay, is it the one where you can get... Okay, when I was playing
this... did you get stuck under the teacup?
Yes! Boo and me were gagging on Skype. Oh my god, we were dying. Boo's like, where'd you go? Where'd you go? I'm like, I'm trapped, I can't move. I was stuck in there, and I broke out of it. Because I thought you couldn't move in there. I'm like, what just happened? I'm like, where did I go? I'm like, and Boo and me were dying. Oh my god.
I beat Pikachu!
I just got stuck, and I'm like, what the hell? And
then god. I'm sorry, but... He got the teacup incident. I don't know how it happened.
We were dying.
The only thing he knew, he was standing there. Then he was gone. They built the teacup on him.
I'm like, oh my god, these damn Pikmin have the nerve, the audacity. And then the damn... What are those damn creatures that freaking bump into you and then you automatically die?
Yeah, that's how we won.
That's how we beat Bowser. No,
What did it look like?
It was a bug creature thing.
A bug?
It was one of the creatures on the stage that come on and hit you.
Yeah, but what did it look like? Like, colors?
The crab-like thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the peckish arista crab.
What?
That's what it's called in Pikmin. It's called a peckish arista crab.
Oh, my God. Try saying that 5 times fast. You wouldn't be able to.
Try spelling it!
Yeah, Olimar in the game gives the creatures some pretty weird names.
Huh. Olimar, he can say things I can't say then. Because we won that team battle.
Olimar doesn't even speak English. Everything you ever see in Pikmin is just translated.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because in Pikmin 3, he's like speaking alien language.
And also, I'm very happy because I beat Pikachu and I had 2 stocks left. I'm very happy.
Oh yes.
I'm very happy.
Any other stages, SC?
Yes, they're actually.
Yeah, fuck you, Duck Hunt Dog.
Oh!
I lost to him, 2 times when I was trying to unlock him, but now I finally beat him.
Yeah, screw Duck Hunt Dog.
Yeah, Duck Hunt Dog is so cheap.
Cheap as hell. No wonder certain people use him.
He's not cheap. You just need to know how to counter his attacks. Please.
Freaking SC, and then SC rolls like Jack and Jill off a damn hill because Duck Hunt Dog is just rolling, and then
every time I got a very high advantage over him once I started using Olimar, though. The other 2 times I lost, I was using a Mii, so I had to be a far range fighter in order to kick his ass.
I hate Mii so much, and I think it's just
I love him. Oh my god, that is massive shade.
Because you know how to use them, and they're cheap and overpowered.
Well, learn how to use them. Learn how to beat them, then.
I have to. And that goes with Ness. I can't stand Ness. That's just because I don't understand
Ness. Essie hates every character I like, basically.
Ness is really annoying in Classic Mode because they spam PK Fire.
Essie hates every character I like. You hate Wii Fit Trainer, too?
Oh, that's true.
Oh, my God.
Although, I hate it less than the other two. Who else do you play as? Oh, I like Dr. Mario, so...
That's different. You main Dr. Mario. Do you hate Rob?
A little bit.
Do you hate Sheik?
No, Sheik is fine.
Do you hate, just one more. What's his or her name? Robin? Do you hate Robin?
No, Robin's good.
Okay.
It's those other two. Me and Ness.
You mean 3. You hate,
Wii Fit Trainer. A little bit. Okay, anyway, the stages, there's a few more. Pilot Wings.
Yeah, yay.
Yay, yeah, I think so too, yay. Woohoo Island.
Oh my.
Yay.
Windy Hill Zone.
Yay!
I like it because it has the Sonic Lost World theme, and I like that theme.
That's good music.
Wily Castle.
Nay, just because of Yellow Devil.
That thing is ridiculous.
I wish there was a way you could play normal Wily Castle without having Yellow Devil appear. Well, so, like, not Omega mode, but not, like, normal mode either.
Oh.
Alpha mode.
Yeah. So I think there are 6 unlockable stages that I haven't unlocked yet. So, and I think I got them all.
Spoilers, just in case.
Yes, Congo Jungle, that's what it's called.
Yay!
Congo Jungle, you have to play events to unlock that.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a certain unlock you have to, oh my god, certain
and,
event.
And Pokemon Stadium and also, the other Animal Crossing stages are all event unlockables.
Pokemon Stadium 2.
Yes, so yeah. Pokemon Stadium 2.
Yay!
I heard the way to unlock, the one Game & Watch stage, Flat Zone, is, like, really hard. Like, you have to unlock Game & Watch, and then you have to, like, play, like, you have to get, like, a certain number in Trophy Rush with him in order to unlock that stage.
Oh, really?
Interesting. That's what I read.
Wait, which event?
No event. You have to unlock get Flat Zone, you have to, unlock Game & Watch, and then... Game & Watch you have to unlock by either playing 80 matches or completing Classic with 5 different characters. And then Flat Zone you have to play Mr. Game & Watch and destroy 100 blocks in a single game of Trophy Rush.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, that's actually pretty easy, but it's just, like, really specific. Like, how did someone even find that out? And another thing, the challenges this time around are really specific. Like, this one I got, have you guys noticed that, how specific the challenges are now?
Yeah, they're a lot more specific than before.
Yeah, like, the one I got yesterday was, clear solo Classic within 20 minutes while playing as Olimar. And it gets you a song, mission mode from Pikmin 3.
I was like, what? All these damn challenges. It's gonna take a while to do all these 140 challenges.
I've never done all the challenges anyways. And they're also very strict with your hammers. Like, if you pick up a hammer, there's like 40 like no spaces that you can't use them on.
Oh, really?
God.
That's the point.
Really?
Of the hammer.
They're very strict with the hammer now. Like the character specific ones, you can't use it on those.
So if you use it on one, then, like, the ones near it, you can't use it on?
No, it's just that there's so many there's so many spaces where you can't use it.
Oh my gosh.
Not like, the little, you know, when you pick up the hammer and it has, like, the little no sign on it, there's, like, a lot. Here, I'm gonna count how many there are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. There's 22 spaces where you cannot use a hammer.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And one of them I was pissed off to see, which is reveal the entire wall during the credits. You can't use a hammer on that.
Oh, but that one's easy.
Yeah, that's not easy.
It's super easy. You know, it's easy. You just have to hit the credits, like, where the wall is. So, everywhere you see where the wall... I think a lot of people know this, but... Where the wall is, you have to hit the credit things wherever it's not exposed. The picture's not exposed that. So, if you see gray, you gotta hit the credit names where that exact
okay,
spot is.
I never knew that. I thought... the way that they explained it is that you just have to hit, like, all the names.
Oh, well, that's not how you have to do it. You can make
like,
it a lot
well,
easier.
They gotta explain it. They gotta explain it better.
Just have to hit the names wherever the gray spots are, so then you'll get everything. So did I help a lot of you kiddies out who were listening to this? I hope I did.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Excuse me? I think that helped out a lot of people.
You helped me.
Oh, yes, boo, yes. Can I get a yes?
Yes. Damn it!
Oh my god.
Oh my good lord.
Okay, I think there are four more stages left. Smashville.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Oh my god, yay. I don't care.
I say nay because we already have one that's basically the same thing.
Kinda.
Yeah, all the Animal Crossing stages are, like, really similar.
Oh, but on this one, KK Slider plays. Yes, KK Slider.
Yeah, alright, okay, so what's the need for the other one then? We already got KK Slider, so it's perfect. We don't need another Animal
Crossing
stage. But
we need the city. The city's better than KK Slider.
So, this goes...
Okay, so then why would we have KK Slider? Or why can't we
have KK Slider? Why can't KK Slider be in the city?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Well, why can't... See, that's... Why don't we have a Flat Zone X stage for Animal Crossing? Just mix the two. They're so similar. Which, speaking of which, Flat Zone X.
Yeah, that's the stage I was talking about.
I know. We didn't say yay or nay.
Yay for Flat Zone X, but... I cannot stand the one from Melee. The freaking tools that fall down. I'm like, ugh. I keep getting hit by every single one of them.
I can't stand both of them. So now they made one monster. Oh.
I don't like the chef. The chef always kills me when I like least expect it.
I can't stand also the animal one where you have to like there's like people at the chairs.
Oh yeah, I like pushing people into them and just kind of like sitting in the middle.
Waiting.
Watching them bounce around.
Yes.
Pac-Land.
I tried this stage, and it's okay. So I'll just say
I haven't unlocked it, but it looks really ugly.
I haven't unlocked it.
And the Duck Hunt one. I don't know what it's called.
It's kind of boring looking.
Yeah, I don't really care for it too much.
And also, I'm not really mad at the stage, but like I said before, I had lost a Duck Hunt like two times before in when unlocking him or it. I don't even know the gender of the dog. But yeah, it's weird. Like the unlockable computers are like. Are like really smart this time around, like, and I don't know, when I unlocked Duck Hunt in the 3DS one, I was using Zelda. I was like doing a challenge where I'd have to like play as Zelda like 3 times or something like that, so I was doing that and I have no idea how to play as Zelda, and then I was like, oh crap, I have to unlock the Duck Hunt dog, and then I managed to beat him with Zelda, and I never played Zelda before. Yet in this one I used like 3 of my mains, and it took Olimar to beat him. Like, I couldn't beat him with my Miis. I had to beat him with Olimar. I had to resort to the O man.
I'm glad that these character unlock battles are pretty challenging. At least for me.
Yeah, the Wario. When I unlocked Wario, he was also pretty. He was pretty stubborn. He didn't want to die.
Ah, oh, the nerve!
Big sexy Wario is trying it.
He's shown his big sexy wrath.
I know, big sex. It's too much. Way too much.
So, I know we just got this game, so maybe we want to wait, but we could also do the characters yay, nay, but I think we might want to wait.
No, I think it's pretty much the same, as the 3DS one. We got, like, the same, they have the same exact roster.
Yeah.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, if you want.
Alright, maybe we'll try to go faster. Since
Boo, please, Boo, please actually try to say something yay or nay.
We're talking about characters this time. You can express how much you hate someone.
I know you love doing that, Boo. So come on.
Okay, Mario.
Yay!
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 Luigi.
I played as him in the 3DS.
No one likes
demo.
Luigi. No, just kidding. I like Luigi. Yay!
I like Luigi. Yay!
Peach.
Yay!
Yay! One of my mains, baby.
Peach is my peachy peach of all peaches. So yes, Peach.
Bowser.
Yay.
Yay, but nay online because everyone spams the stupid dropkick move.
I know, the forward smash move is cheap. I can't stand that crap. So I'll say middle, yay, nay.
Yoshi.
Nay.
Nay. He's so annoying in this one, and I hate Yoshi anyways.
Rosalina and Luma. Yay.
Nay.
I what? Love Rosalina and Luma.
Yeah, SC always use it. Oh my god.
Bowser Jr.
Nay.
I like Morton, so I'll say yay.
Roy is yay, but Bowser Jr.'s lame.
Also, I'm playing a...
Anybody who plays Bowser Jr. as Bowser Jr.?
No, not really.
Like, who even plays Bowser Jr.? Who, like, even plays, like, the original color Bowser Jr.?
I don't think anyone does.
No, because Bowser Jr. sucks.
They all use the Koopalings.
Wario.
Yay!
I'm glad that they gave him his own sound effects this time around. He's so hilarious, so.
I know. Wario is so bodacious. They even changed his grab, so his forward grab is a butt. You know, like, it's a butt. His back grab. Back throw. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, he hits you with his butt.
And then forward is the normal. Wait, no. Oh my god, I'm getting confused. Okay, no. Forward.
One of his throws involves you hitting you with his butt.
No, Toadette said it. Toadette, you said it right the first time. Forward is the butt throw. Backwards is the, you know, where he spins you.
Yeah, where all he right. does, like, the 64 spin.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I got confused. So, yeah. I like the forward butt throw.
Butt throw.
Donkey Kong.
Nay.
Yeah, nay.
I'm on the fence about him. He's really powerful, and I mean, it's kind of more my fault for maining, like, only small characters.
His dash attack is a lot better in this game than it ever has been before. Like, he rolls instead of, like, you know, just doing the freaking weird,
one
like,
time,
foot thing.
One time on team mode, I was Olimar, and my partner was Yoshi, and, like, we kept kicking this other team's ass, and then they switched to Bowser and Donkey Kong, kicked our asses. Like they purposely took advantage of the fact that we were lightweight characters, and they just beat our asses. I hate people that do that. If I lose, I still play as the same guy, even when I lose. Like every time I'm online, I'm always Olimar, even though I also play as Robin and Peach, but I'm not that good with them, so I just kind of stick to Olimar online.
Dark Boo, thoughts on Donkey Kong?
What about him?
we're
talking about characters, if you like them or not.
I don't care for Donkey.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing that's an eh.
Diddy Kong.
I was hoping Boo was going to do his donkey voice, but he's just like, donkey.
Yeah, I don't care for Donkey Kong.
We're talking about Diddy?
Yes.
Diddy's.
Diddy's yay.
Diddy's eh.
Little Mac.
Eh.
Yay for Little Mac. I like blonde Little Mac, and I like the white one.
I like that Little Mac got in, but, yeah.
His recovery is so bad. Oh my god.
Yeah, he's like really bad. He's like really bad. Like I can't get a hold of him at all. Like I wanted to play as him, but like
you have to like spam. Like just stay in the middle of the stage and just like spam smash.
Little Mac's
like,
definitely a character that requires. It has like a definite learning curve, but like not that many people understand this, so they just automatically assume. Oh god, he's so powerful. He's OP.
And I'm glad
but
that
he sucks if you don't know how to use him right.
Yeah, I like that he's here because it just offers a different style of play. Whereas if you didn't have him, you wouldn't have this option. So I like that he exists. Link.
His down aerial is really annoying.
I can't stand Link. Link is gross, but, you know, Link is actually a lot better in this game than he's ever have been before, so.
Oh, oops, I missed Mr. Game & Watch.
Oh my, how do you miss that character?
I haven't unlocked
them
yet.
Oh my god. Oh my god. SC's looking at his game and he doesn't even have Mr. Game & Watch. Damn shame. Mr. Game & Watch is a yay.
Yay.
Yay for me too.
I like his sausage flipping move, which I dub Sausage Fest.
Ew, sausage.
I love getting a 9 on his V attack and just watching people freak out because they ran right into it. So
yeah, at that time, who'd you do that to? Sol or Timmy?
I think I've done it to everyone at this point.
Except me.
Except Boo.
Oh, you're next.
Oh, Boo! Oh. Don't let him say that.
I'm not good at the game anyway, so I wouldn't care if I was last.
Boo.
Oh, gosh. Zelda.
Yay.
Yay.
Nah.
Attacks aggravate me.
Sheik.
Sheik, yay, yes! Sheik.
Eh.
Eh. Ganondorf.
Nay.
Yesterday, I was doing good with him. I was playing against Darkboom, and for some reason, he was just... he was doing really well for me.
I was Kirby, you was Ganon. Be realistic. Talking about he was doing good for you, and I'm freaking Kirby.
I can't do it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you could move quickly. He was slow. He was like a rock.
You are dumb like a rock.
Oh! Oh my gosh. Shots fired.
Oh, we're moving on. Toon Link. Oh, yes.
Yeah, yay.
Yeah, yay. I like Toon Link.
I like him a lot better than Link. I'm Linkus against Link, so I like Toon Link.
Wow. Samus.
I have the same problem with him as Link. Like, everyone... Everyone spams the moves.
Actually, yeah, I would agree with that.
You should know.
Whoa!
Oh my god, SC's getting assaulted here!
I try to use a variety of different moves, but there are some that...
I'll give you that.
There are some that work better than others, so I use them more often. That's not bad. As long as I'm not using one single move constantly.
Spam would be if SC used the same move over and over again, regardless of the situation, even if it was not even the wise thing to do, he would just use that move just because. That's what spam is. If he's using a move because you're putting yourself in a position for that move to work, then that's not spam.
See, I don't think I can say that I think that far ahead, because I'm still not that good that I can do that, but I definitely don't use just one move. Like, for Mega Man, I use the smash attack a lot. Yes, I do, yes.
You use the dash a lot.
I also use the dash a lot, because that works a lot.
That doesn't work on me.
Oh, please. But I use all sorts of things, like the missile and the side A, and the aerial side A. I really like that one. Whatever, Dark Boo, please. Zero Suit Samus.
Boo, that's your girl, Boo, that's your girl.
Yes. I'm playing as her now.
I like Zero Suit Samus, but I'm not like an expert or anything with her, so I'll just say yay.
Pit.
Yay, yes.
Eh.
I don't know if I like Pit or Dark Pit better.
How do you throw some people in the air?
You grab them and you press up.
At what time?
As soon as you grab them, press up. On the control stick.
Okay.
Palutena.
Palutena. Yes, Palutena.
I'm gonna say nay because every freaking Palutena spams auto reticle.
Oh, you just he just got me. Oh my god, that's what I do, kind of. I beat SC and Boo, and I survived with Palutena with all my lives intact.
You know what
I kept doing? I used the momentum thing. You know when Palutena uses her wings and she thrusts forward, the wings thrust forward like. So I kept thrusting SC forward so he couldn't hit me. So that worked really well.
Moving on, Marth.
Yay! I love Marth.
I haven't played with him. Ike.
Nay.
Yay.
Eh.
I really like Ike. He works. Robin.
Yes, yay. Robin. Yes. Yay. Yay. I like the male Robin that has black hair and the white outfit.
Isn't that supposed to be a Crom lookalike? Or that's what it's based off?
Well, ask Toadette, because I wouldn't know.
What?
The black haired version of Robin. They're the
no. I need to go. Crom has blue hair.
Oh my god.
The white Ike is supposed to be Crom.
Oh my god.
Well, that's the one I'm talking about. Well, it looks black. It's black.
The brown hair Robin is supposed to be a reference to just Robin, like because Robin can be different hair colors.
I'm talking about black hair. Isn't it black hair?
I just said black hair Robin.
You said brown hair Robin.
He's brown. He has brown hair.
You said black. Okay, you said black and then you said brown.
He's brown. He has brown hair.
Okay, my God.
He's a white Robin with brown hair.
Yeah, I know. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, and it's based off just a color you can use, a hair color you can use in the game.
Then why is SC saying it's like Crom?
I thought it
because
was
he's stupid.
Oh my God.
I thought it was a little based off Crom. Whatever.
It's not based off Crom.
Anyway.
You played the game. You know what? You should know what Crom looks like.
If anyone should say that, it should be me because I didn't play the game yet. Oh my God.
I think it's time to move on. This is getting out of control. Kirby.
Kirby, yay!
Yay!
Yes, I love that fat pink ball.
You love Kirby. Boo loves Kirby to death. I got the Kirby amiibo. Yes!
King DDD.
Hell no. Nay.
Yay.
He's huge. Too big.
Because I was using him and I was failing. Boo even was a witness to that.
Oh, you want to talk about spamming? You were spamming that hammer, just pushing up.
I wasn't spamming. What are you talking
about?
That was
Dark Boo, not me.
Oh.
When?
Yesterday.
I was spamming half.
You kept using that same hammer attack.
All the attacks involved the hammer!
Well, I only saw the hammer, and...
His attacks involved the hammer!
Meta Knight!
Nay, I'm not going Meta Knight in this one. Meta Knight got worse.
I don't care for him.
Fox.
Yay. Fox is okay.
I don't care for him.
Oh my God, you like Fox.
No, I don't.
Well, not in this game, but you like Star Fox.
He's not that good this time around.
Falco?
Nay.
No.
Falco is annoying as hell.
I don't like that damn turkey.
Oh. Pikachu.
Yay.
I like the party normal hat. Yay, computers nay. Because
like
they always spam the same moves.
I like the party hat, the blue party hat. Yeah.
The computers always... I thought I was the only one. That damn Pikachu spammed the move all the time.
Oh, it's just
a Pikachu. It constantly spams Electroshock.
Yes! So don't ask me how I know it. But it's annoying. I just recently faced a computer Pikachu, and he does the same attack constantly. So we just... Oh my God, it's annoying. It's very annoying to see someone do the same attack. He does it in the air. I'm like, you know what? Let it be. Just let it be.
Let it be, Jesus. Let it be.
And his game is not like me.
Whisper words of wisdom.
Charizard.
Let it be.
Nay.
He's too big.
Lucario.
Nay.
Nay.
I forget Lucario's in the
game. Lucario's function is really cheap. That the more you're losing, the stronger you are. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's cheap.
I mean, it is fair
ridiculous.
In a sense, but not in the way that it happens to Lucario. He gets impossibly hard to beat, and you like.
Damn counter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Me and Boo, me and Bunny, me and Special K, Bunny Honey, whatever Boo's name will be, the Everbodacious Dark Boo. We were versus Lucario. Lucario was pissing us off. Because Lucario spams damn counter. You can't even go up to him and do anything. You can't do no smash attacks. Can't do anything. You just do the damn counter and just smacks me the hell out. Can't stand damn Lucario.
He did it constantly. You couldn't attack him. He always countered.
Jigglypuff.
Yay! I love Jigglypuff.
Eh.
Honey Bunch is not.
I have a friend who plays as Jigglypuff. Not you, Stario, and he's really annoying.
What'd you say, Boo?
You knocked me off.
With the rollout?
Yes, because he hopped off the stage.
I keep forgetting
with me.
About Jigglypuff's like little like break shield thing, and then the rest, and then there's so much to remember.
Oh,
about Jigglypuff.
I used rest on Boo. It was me and SC were dying. The grabbing incident with Captain Falcon. That was funny too.
Yes. Greninja.
Nay.
Yeah, nay. I don't like Greninja.
The only thing I like using is this water shuriken, I think.
What's the green thing? What is that called? When you, disappear?
About?
There's a move where you, like,
the
disappear.
Substitute,
yeah. I like that move. But
the little plush doll, yeah.
Another counter move.
Rob.
Yay, yes! Rob, I got
no
Rob!
Opinion. No strong opinion.
Yeah, no strong opinion here.
I got robbed. I love Rob.
Ness.
Yay! Yes!
It's another case of computers are annoying, though, because they always spam PK fire.
I want Timmy to be here, because y'all
are hating.
His attacks
are so outrageous.
Exactly. I just can't predict what's going to happen.
PK Thunder, then he used the PK Thunder on himself and charge right at you, and you fly.
I hate that.
I remember one time when I was playing Super Smash Bros. For 3DS with SC, I grabbed SC, I threw him off, and I kept using the forward air so he wouldn't be able to recover as Dr. Mario. That was funny as hell.
I can't stand this, because you just don't know what's going to happen. And when he's doing it, you're like,
You think he's gonna attack you, but instead
you should play as Villager because Villager when Ness does a PK Thunder recovery, Villager can pocket his PK Thunder while he's doing that in the air.
I keep forgetting that he can pocket everything.
Every projectile.
Including Final Smash? Like what the heck? What is
it's not Final Smash. He can't pocket Final Smashes.
Oh, was that I saw something. I guess
that thing with Link, it was just invincibility frame. Like how in Brawl Olimar could quote unquote dodge Marth's Final Smash by using his whistle.
Okay,
it's just an invincibility frame, and the system behind Link's Final Smash sees that as no one to hit. So then it fails. It's not Villager pocketing it, it's just Link's Final Smash failing because Villager used the pocket move and it made him or her invincible, so couldn't get hit.
You know something that happened to my brother when he was playing as Link and he used the Triforce Smash? Someone died while he was using it, so Link just flew in the air, like flew across the screen. And then he just stood there in the middle and then nothing happened because someone died while that was happening. And the character didn't get sucked into the Triforce. Just Link just moved. I wish I had a replay on that.
This game. Captain Falcon.
Nay.
Yay.
I like the white one. The white and pink one.
I like pink Captain Falcon.
Looks really manly in pink.
He does.
I think Duck Hunt comes after Captain Falcon. Also not unlocked. But yeah, Duck Hunt.
Okay.
Nay,
mostly.
Yay. I love Duck Hunt.
Nay when SC uses Duck Hunt. Dog.
Ah, I need to go
Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt is cheap.
Oh, whatever. Maybe that's why he's... Anyway, Villager.
Yay.
Yeah, yay for me too. Olimar.
Yay. I like using Alf.
Wii Fit
Those
trainer.
Giant bulging eyes. Yay, Wii Fit trainer.
Oh, yeah, they fixed Olimar's eyes, so now when he does the bulging eye thing, they don't look quite as creepy. Like, you can't see, like, his eyelid scanner anymore. It just looks really cartoony. So now, like, every time you hit him, it's just like, he's like, bruh.
So Wii Fit trainer, I think we said yay. Shulk.
Yay to Shulk.
Yeah, eh.
Shulk's counter is really annoying. Counters in general are really annoying in this game. Like, they got, like, really buffed.
Yeah, Shulk's especially, because Shulk's brings you in. It slows you down so you can't, like, escape it.
Dr. Mario.
Yay, Dr. Mario, yes. I'm the best Dr. Mario there is on this podcast.
Probably.
It's true, SC. It's true, probably SC. True. Accept it, SC. Accept it.
But one day, we will see. Dark Pit.
You guys should settle it in Smash.
That's what we're going to do after the podcast.
Not now. Dr. Mario.
You just said Dr. Mario.
Oh, I meant... Sorry. Dark Pit. They both start
Nay.
With
D. Yay.
I feel like he was a waste of a spot.
Oh, they're just
because he could have easily just been a skin.
I think we've had this conversation before,
yeah.
With the clones and stuff. Lucina,
yay!
She's a clone. She's a clone too, pretty much. But you know, at least she looks different.
She's more balanced. Her sword is like kind of like Roy's, except it's more balanced throughout the whole sword rather than just the tip. Where like Marf's like just through the tip. Where like Roy's and Smele was like all like at the base, everything was like the same.
Yeah, people keep asking to have Roy back. It's like you do have Roy back. It's Lucina.
Exactly. Just no fire. That's it. Fire's overrated anyway.
Pac-Man.
Yay.
Okay.
Stupid fire hydrant, though.
You can just hit the fire hydrant.
Oh, Mega Man. I love Mega Man.
Nay.
He's really hard to play as, and he doesn't seem... If you have someone like Mario, or like Fox, or whatever, or Ness, like, Mega Man's done. They made him rely too heavily on his projectiles.
Maybe that's why I don't like Ness. Something always...
I'll just move on.
Sonic.
Nay.
Yay.
Nay. And then, the overpowered Miis.
Yay! I like Gunner.
I like the Miis.
Oh yeah, let's do all three. Gunner.
Yay.
Gunner's the one I'm worst with.
Sword? Is that one?
Yay.
And Brawler?
I think. Yay!
That's
the best
cheap
one. It is cheap, but it feels so smooth and creamy smooth to play as.
Yep. Alright, is that all the characters?
Yeah, those are all the characters, so...
God, this damn event is pissing me off.
Alright, so let's just maybe say our closing thoughts so far on Smash Brothers for 3DS. I mean, we've only had it for a day, but what's our finishing thoughts for so far?
I think it's really good.
I'm not playing it. It's good, but I'm not playing it.
It's really good.
I'm not playing it, though.
Right now, Sakurai says that they have no planned DLC other than Mewtwo, but part of me really wishes that they make Captain Toad DLC character.
I'd be okay with that.
Because I think that would just be like the coolest thing ever.
And that way Peach can still keep her Toad, because I think Captain Toad...
Yeah, and then Captain Toad can have a Toadette skin. It'd be perfect.
The only DLC I want is Ice Climbers, and then I could be happy with the game. I'll be completely overly happy.
Okay, I think we covered it, so...
Oh, wait, no, we should give the game a rating. So far.
Maybe so far.
9.8 out of 10.
I give it 8 out of 10.
I'll just stick with a 9. I still have so much to do.
8.2.
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
So that's it. News.
So, yeah, alright. So, ending information.
Oh, we're finished? Okay.
Or unless we want to do the news... Wait, do we do news first or ending information first?
We do the news first, then we do the ending information.
Don't you laugh, Essie. I barely do this stuff. I have no idea how to do it.
But it's called ending information. We're not ending yet.
Alright, well, fine. I won't do it if you guys are going to keep laughing at me.
I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at Essie.
Sure.
For saying what he was saying. I was laughing at Staryu, because there's always something to laugh at.
Just please. Okay, Toadette, say the news, please.
Alright, so... Along with the release of Super Smash Bros., we also had the release of Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, which some of us here have got because they are rich as hell, or just very, very well prepared with their money.
I'm not rich.
Yeah, I got Ruby.
Did anybody here get the others?
The others?
Pokemon! Did any of you guys get Pokemon?
Yes. No.
Yes, I got Ruby.
Sorry, okay. I got Pokemon Sapphire. I'm sorry, Toadette. Sorry.
Ugh, jeez.
Why I didn't respond with you?
I was talking to my sister.
Okay, so, yeah, I haven't gotten it yet because I don't have money. But I am gonna get some point in the future. So the next piece of news that we have is, we have, a community night today for our Super Smash Brothers, yes. The Wii U. So, all of you guys in the audience who've gotten it early, well, not early, but who just gotten it release day like us, because, you know, you're Smashaholics, you can come join us and whoop some ass, or get your ass whooped, depending on your level of skill.
And depending if you're playing with
me or
not.
I'm probably going to do both. And our last piece of news is, something interesting, a little bit of news, about, relating to Captain Toad. Apparently a discussion with the, director of the game has revealed that, one, Toad and Toadette are not related, they're not brother and sister, they're described as adventure pals. Wink, wink. Adventure pals. But the more interesting bit of news is that, toads were apparently revealed to be a genderless species. Yeah, so what are you guys' thoughts on that?
I believe it, because there's, like, so many toads, and then there's, like, Toadette.
That's what I thought. So. Well, in Paper Mario, there was male toads and female toads.
I don't have a problem with it, but I feel more like it was the director's words getting twisted, because he never really specifically said that toads are genderless. He said that at first Nintendo did not really know how to decide the sex of these characters. So, I feel like that was more saying that toads were originally genderless. So, like, back in, like, the Super Mario Brothers days, you know, when they were still mushroom retainers and not toads. But, either way, I do love hearing news about my favorite little toads. I'm really glad they aren't brother and sister, because, yeah, kind of baby's first OTP over here. Well, I mean, they said that they weren't romantically involved either, but I'm just going to ignore that. All right, so...
I just want to say one thing about that, sorry. I'm sorry I didn't say anything earlier. The only thing I'm going to say about that is, they still have gender identities, though, so...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it doesn't mean that they're completely 100% genderless. It just means that, biologically, it means that they don't have any boy or girl parts. They're which would make sense too, because they're mushrooms. But mushrooms are also, mushrooms do have genders of a sort.
Wait, they weren't mushrooms.
They're fungus.
Fungi
from the fungi kingdom.
Fungi have genders of their own. I mean, they don't have, like, parts, but there's, like, male and female spores. It's very complicated. It's, like, you know, getting right, like, deep down to the science and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I feel like it's kind of more like, toads, if toads are genderless, that would just mean that they don't have, like, you know, they don't have parts. They're just, you know, they're just little creatures, and, They choose to identify as a male or female by, like, wearing clothes or, you know, or just calling themselves he or she. So even if they were genderless, you would still call them he or she, because
yeah
it's
right
really it's really it's very co- it's very complicated. So, yeah, that's all our news we have for this week. And now, getting down to the ending information, you can subscribe to our iTunes. You can visit Mario Party Legacy and the forum at MarioPartyLegacy.com/forum. We have our own Lost Levels website, too, and plenty of stuff on the forum to talk about, and there's tons of new community nights and discussions waiting for you on the main site. You can check out my Miiverse at Toadette.wii.u, that's W-E-E, and follow me on Tumblr at UnofficialOfficialToadette.
As for me, you can follow me through the ends of the earth, across the frozen sea. I am SpiderStarYu everywhere on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Nintendo Network, Google+. Add me to your circles. All right, and also Tumblr. Yes, I'm more active on Tumblr, so make sure you follow me on Tumblr because I post a lot on Tumblr. And yes, add me to your circles on Google+. Not squares, not ovals, circles. Yes, circles. Add me to your circles. All SpiderStarYu.
Super Zamzy everywhere.
And for me, DarkBoo007 on Twitter and on the Nintendo Network, DarkBoo on YouTube. That's it.
All right. So, yeah, that is it for today. So I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Now we're just going to submerge ourselves deeper into Smash Brothers. Right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, alright, so let's do that now. Alright, so yeah, see you guys later or whatever.
Bye.
Bye.
Au revoir. Boo!